at times is becoming farcical. And you have to really feel for these players and management. This isn't normal in any shape or form.
For your first chance to hear Brian O'Driscoll on OTB, download the OTB Sports app and turn on your notifications.
It's the morning after the night before. Finny Perth, Dundalk manager, good morning to you.
Morning, man. How are we doing?
Good. We've just been picking through the bones with here and plenty of comments coming in. As you can imagine, it's a bit all over the place from isn't this amazing and everything is going to be brilliant and rosy in the garden to let's just pause a little bit. No need to rush into any awarding of a new contract just yet. Liam Brady obviously set the agenda by calling it a damp squib last night, that it didn't liven up until after the Pepe raid. Your view on all of that, Vinny? Plenty going on there.
Yeah, I think it's funny. I was in the stadium and for once I was sitting right in the halfway line behind the dugout. So it was an amazing view. And I was sitting there, a friend of mine came over from England to watch the game, and you were sort of sitting there waiting to be excited, and we weren't really, to be honest with you. But at the same time, so that's the reality of the situation. I don't think the game really got going as a spectacle for both sides. But the reality of the situation is it was a really strong performance in terms of the development of the team. I think you can see the team was well coached. The emergence of people all over the pitch. We've got options off the bench now. And we're starting to see the emergence of a really strong team. So people who would have been in favour of Stephen staying on would have a real case after the last couple of games. And I think that was only enhanced by last night's performance. We were very, very comfortable, albeit we've got issues in terms of we didn't create enough chances, I would feel, because Portugal were quite poor on the night, I felt. And so...
Was that poor? Was that poor because? Just when you talk about the excitement of Vinny, and you're waiting to get excited. Was like, was part of that just we were to expect that, and that's kind of the way it's going to be against top teams like that. And part of Portugal's underperformance, and I don't want to be put words in your mouth, so contradict all of this away if you want, was to do with how well Ireland were in their face and how well Ireland were playing.
Yeah, definitely, because there's so many different things. First of all, you've got to say putting Chidozie Abunya in was a bit of a surprise to me when I seen the team sheet. When you, so, for example, that's again, that's Stephen being brave as a manager, something that whether you like him or dislike him, you know, we've got people on different sides of the fence. You've got to say the way he's blooded these young players and the bravery, whether it was Owen Bamadeli, you know, away in Portugal. There's loads of examples of him being really brave. So, but if you remember the kickouts for Portugal in the first half, I turned to a friend of mine who'd worked under Stephen as well and said, that's him in terms of Jamie McGrath getting given out to by the City referee, having his foot half an inch inside of the box. But they weren't doing the typical Ireland thing over the last few years. Everyone dropping off, letting Portugal have it, and trying to counter-attack. They were in their face. They were pressurising them. They weren't letting them settle. The Portugal goalkeeper became unsettled. So that's real. Patricio had an awful game, actually. And that's real bravery in so many different departments. So from that point of view, it was really good. It was really positive. It was another building stone of creating a really strong team. But I've been at the last... you know, four games, whatever it is, and the crowd have been outstanding. But we've sort of given them something, as in we were chasing a game, we were trying to get back into it, and he couldn't get going. And that's because, yeah, they were good at times, but that's because we didn't have enough flair in our attack, for want of a better word, or enough big chances or sustained pressure at any stage. So I can understand Liam Brady's comments of a dab swim. I felt... coming away for that, we probably missed an opportunity, which is a great sign, which is a great sign in its own way.
Vinny, you've been saying for a while on the show that Ireland really need to find a number 10, and it did feel that creativity or that incisive final pass was missing last night.
Yeah, the challenge is, I won't bore anybody about systems or different things, but challenge is the system we play at times doesn't lend itself to a 10, but it does as well. Like last night, for example, that's why I feel we missed an opportunity in terms of, it's hard to be critical of Stephen because I'm looking, when Adam Ida came on, I thought he was outstanding. And I was like, if we had played him, then You wouldn't have given Chidozie his opportunity. So you can't have it every way. But when Pepe got sent off, I was like, I just felt that was the time there for an Alan Brown, say, in the 10. And we did bring on Will Keane, who's a real talent in that number 10 position. But it was like 90th minute before the board had gone up for 5 minutes. So I felt that was the creativity we needed. Callum Robinson, for me, ran out of a bit of energy. Or not energy, but he was tired and he was doing a couple of sloppy things. So it was crying out for that playmaker there. But it's hard to be critical. You know, we've drawn with Portugal and we're very comfortable in the game. So I'm trying not to be critical like Liam Brady, but at the same time, as I keep saying, yeah, a number 10 or a bit more creativity from whether, particularly if you're going to play that system, your fullbacks have to give it to you. And once or twice, Matt Doherty did. Unfortunately, Andy Stevens didn't give us the same creativity on the other side.
Mm. Is there a way to, like you said about Chidozie Agbene getting his chance at Ida's expense, is there any way to get the two of them and Robinson and McGrath, like, is there any way to get all of these players on the pitch?
Yeah, there is. But remember, you have to respect the opposition of Portugal. And I think if you had the game back as a manager, you'd look at it slightly different, because I think Portugal are so below par that maybe you could have got away with Jamie McGrath. Without Jamie McGrath, in one sense, in terms of the role he was doing, he was playing as a forward, but once they lost the ball, he came back into that midfield three. So, you know, you could have left out Jamie, for argument's sake, and played Callum Robinson, Chidozie and Adam Moida as your front three. But if you got beaten 2 or 3, you were heavily criticised for that, you know. So it is, it's the life of a manager. It's fine margins. So, but when you're playing against lesser opposition, I would say then you have to look at that. And we might see that against Luxembourg, where he's a bit more attack-minded in that front three. You might see a number 10 with 2 centre-forwards. Again, people have keep going on about Chelsea, but if you think about Chelsea, they'll do that sometimes where they play... people go on about Chelsea because we play a similar system, but they play one number 10, say Mason Mount, with Lukaku and Timo Werner, for argument's sake, when they're comfortable at their home. So there is different options like that for Ireland. So, yeah. But we've seen Callum Robinson be excellent off Adam Moida in the last game. So there's definitely options now. And that's where the team has really developed. I think there's options off the bench. And there's options with the starting 11. So it's been a really positive couple of games for the side.
You said earlier on that you weren't going to bore us about systems, but do please for a second, because even when the goal that wasn't, that came about at the end, actually came through, like, a lot of our play was coming from the wide channels, and even that goal kind of came from a wide channel. I was struck actually looking at some of the highlights on Virgin last night from some of the other matches and across all the different groups, and some of the goals that would come from players running through off the shoulder at different teams or different systems or whatever, but it actually just struck me that it wasn't a thing that ever seemed like an option for us last night, that almost sort of kind of direct route to goal. Does that get a bit more, is that a way we can play? Are there chances we can create, and does it get a bit more straightforward to do that when you have Ida on the pitch?
Yeah, I think Ida gives you the focal point in terms of so, you know, we've seen it away in Portugal, for argument's sake, he was excellent against Diaz. So you can have runners off him, so the two centre halves are worried about a big lad up front. But I think it's more than that. So a good example of the game, like, Ireland have a new tactic, and he didn't use it last night. So in a throw-in situation, they'd go short, but they would send Shane Duffy up for the corner. It's not that they're going to go long, or for a throw-in, it's not that they're going to go long into the box. It's that they try and work something for a cross for Shane Duffy. So there's loads of different things that happen now in the modern game. But it doesn't have to... Yes, Adam Moida makes a huge difference. It gives us a platform. But if... At the game, and I haven't seen the game back yet, but at the game, I felt that Matt Doherty, particularly in the last 20 minutes, stopped giving us the width that was needed, particularly when Portugal went down to 10 men, albeit he turned up and scored the goal that at the game looked a perfectly good goal, to be honest with you. So, yeah, it's that, like, all great goals. If you go back to Chelsea or that system, because it's so easy for our listeners to understand it, the amount of times you see Astor Queta stepping out as a centre half, or Rudiger even at times, stepping out and creating a 3v2 in a wide area. We have that at times with Seamus Coleman. We just need a little bit more quality in the final area. And I think that's the icing on the cake with this side. I think we've developed into a well-structured, tactically strong team. And I think the coaching staff will look at last night's game. They'll show the lads video over the next couple of days. And they may point out, for example, to Matt Doherty that he's got to give us more width at times. So when the ball is on one side of the pitch, we see it with all the great teams, whether it's Man City, Liverpool, Chelsea, with the balls on one side of the pitch, it comes to the number six and Josh Cullen. He puts it out to the opposite side to Matt Doherty, and that's where teams struggle. So there will be all of that stuff going on. And as I keep saying, you can tell the staff have a real understanding of where this team is going to. You can tell there's patterns of play building. But whether people like it or not, the hardest part is the final part, as in the final third. That's why football is so difficult. Creating chances is the hardest part.
How much, when you're picking your attack, Finney, would you be taking into account what those three most advanced Ireland players are doing without the ball? Because it did seem the press last night was pretty good. Like, there were times when the Portuguese kick out was like, okay, lads, just get up the pitch, we're going long here because we feel like we're under a bit of pressure here. Like, is there a sense that he's picking out Benny there because of what he brings in the pressing department?
Yeah, absolutely. And the other one that sort of had a quiet game but had an outstanding game at the same time, I would say from the staff's point of view, was Jamie McGrath. When I say he had a quiet game, Jamie's got great feet on the ball. But when Jamie has always played for us at Dundalk or under Stephen, our GPS records would tell you his running stats are off the charts. And I know Jim Goodwin at St Mirren would say the same thing about him. So Jamie's running stats from that sort of number 10 area is huge. So that's why he would have got into the team last night. And the same with the pace on the sort of counter-attack from Chidozie. So, and we know Callum Robson is a bundle of energy as well. So there's no doubt that was a ploy by Stephen to get his front three to unsettle Portugal and not let them have easy possession. So, absolutely. Like, I think Adam Ida can work hard, to be fair to him. There's no doubt about it. But when you've got players like that that can, you know, can really start a high press and you will pick them, particularly against the opposition you're playing against. Portugal's fullbacks, without Cancelo, for argument's sake, aren't the most mobile, so therefore he was able to be brave in his front three and it turned in their favour. I thought it was a really good decision by the staff on that one.
So, I mean, it is the question of the morning. Vinny, are you seeing enough progression? All indications are the FAI are going to make some sort of an announcement at some point quite soon in relation to Stephen Kenny's future. Are we seeing enough to... Do we need to see a bit more? Obviously, we've Luxembourg on Sunday night. I'm sure that'll be instructive in itself. But are you in the camp that needs to see a bit more before we get this done? Or have we enough evidence now?
Yeah, look, it's difficult. I'm talking about a personal friend here that I'd love to see given another 2 years. So of that, there's no doubt. But, I mean, I challenge anyone not to tell me the development of people like Josh Cullen last night. He was absolutely outstanding. He's someone I actually doubted in terms of how good he was. And I looked at him last night and I thought he was outstanding. I thought he was the best player on the pitch for a long period. So when you look at so many players, of young players, and we all thought it was going to be Aaron Connolly, Troy Parrott, for obvious reasons, and maybe their time will come. I just hope we don't give up on them too early. But when you look at the development this side, you look at so many young players now have 50, 60 caps between them. There's no doubt we've developed a team. And the manager's done an outstanding job in that sense. Yes, it's a results business, but as results have now started to turn, you can't argue with the development of this side. And I think it would be foolish of the FAI now at this stage not to go and back this project and give it minimum another 2 years. Because even last night, as Stephen's assistant for 10 years, I looked at when Pepe got sent off, my eyes went straight to Stephen. And I think he should have made a change right there and went for the game. And I think if he had a contract, he might have done it. That's just my own personal opinion. I've known him at home so well. And he was a little bit longer. Maybe he was reluctant to make that change it's a result business. And the draw is a really, it's an excellent result, but he could have got an outstanding result. And maybe the FAI just need to give that man a little bit more backing. And I'm not saying you haven't backed them off the pitch. If you get the point, they'll make it. Mm. I mean, backing as in saying, well, we believe in this project. Let's go for it. Let's continue this development. And I think it's the obvious solution now for Irish football, in my opinion.
So you think the uncertainty around his future has actually seeped into his decision-making as a manager?
No. I think that's it's a big jump, right? But if my personal opinion was that... Stephen Aynal was so brave in his decisions. We've seen that with so many big calls over these 18 months with these young players that I think he should have made a change right there and went for it. Put an Alan Brown in, or if it was Will Keane, that was the decision he was going to make, and spend 10 minutes with real pressure, with the extra body, with that freshness in the forward area, and gone for the game. But every manager is the same. It's a result business. You're thinking, is this draw a very, very good result that helps me? Or if I make a silly decision here now and go for the game and get done by a Ronaldo moment at the end, will I look foolish? And I think if you have a long-term contract, you make the braver decision. And we want our manager to be brave. We want them to excite us. We want that last 10 minutes of real passion from the Irish crowd. And I think having a secure manager makes that decision a lot easier. Definitely do that. So I felt that was a real moment for us last night.
Yeah, that's really interesting stuff. Now, we didn't want to let you away, Vinny, if you're okay to talk here briefly about what's happening. You're wearing the top there, so I'm taking that as an indication that you're all right to field a question about Dundalk.
My Wi-Fi's just gone here.
Big events, obviously, during the week. And I'm back now to Andy Connolly. Obviously, fans have been delighted. It's been a really good, is it 6 weeks? Feels like it's been a bit more than that for you. Things are back on track, and I'm assuming that it's very much, we've just been talking about Stephen Kenny, but your intention to continue that good work, and the club almost back in the up now again.
Yeah, listen, first of all, I think Owen could put us back. He's had us on the red a couple of times. When we've won some big games, he's never put us in that green, so in our charts on a Monday morning. So I'll be searching them out before Christmas at some stage.
Do you think you're getting me mixed up with Johnny Ward there?
Yeah, well, okay, we move on swiftly. No, look, there's no doubt, I think it has the potential to be a really positive move. There's no doubt Dundalk lost that connection to the community, and these guys, Andy Connolly and StatSports guys, would definitely bring that back. Now, the decision making now has to begin and begin very quickly. And they've got a lot of work to do. People have said Peak Six regime was disastrous. They've done a double. They won 3 out of 4 trophies in their second year. They've got to a group stage Europa League. They won an FAI Cup. And now they're gone. But there's no doubt that doesn't mask over the huge errors that were made. The management of the club wasn't good enough. And so we now have people who understand the club and understand what it takes to run a League of Ireland club. So I think from that sense, it's a really positive move. But at the same time, it's an expensive league to operate in now. We've got, I won't talk about other clubs, but we've got a lot of clubs in our league now who have got big, big finance in place and well-structured clubs, a lot of work done early. So we're behind the eight ball as a club in Dundalk. So while it's a really positive week for the club, we've got a lot of work to do over the next couple of weeks to ensure it plays out the pitch next January, February, March and into next year.